On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Fine. Rainy days, Mondays always can be down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria,
Victoria. Hey, if it's Monday, and I think it is.
Again.
It is again Tori Lagarde.
Every week we have this. It's
she
Monday.
Is something. She is, the kinks say she's Victoria.
Mm-hmm, the queen.
Yeah, she's the queen.
I'm the Duchess, actually.
You are, certainly, you could have been, had you married into it properly.
My dad called me the Duchess. Is the Duchess joining us for dinner tonight?
Oh, I think that's sarcastic,
it
though.
It was quite, but he liked to say that.
But you still got the title,
I got the title.
That's cool. Any way you can get a title like that is fine.
It is.
Well, this is Monday. It's the top of a week, and what we do is we discuss stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
Right on.
All right, Ben.
All right. Usually we try to make it kind of funny because everything's so awful in the world.
It's
Let's
really
laugh
bad.
At it.
It's so bad.
Let's just laugh a little.
Trump went to England.
Oh, that's so funny.
Last week to visit the Queen.
Yeah, she was really thrilled about that.
All right, and he actually he is so delusional, and he actually said the Queen and I got along really well together, and we clicked. So what do you think? Where did you get this from?
They wouldn't even let him stay in the palace.
No,
they said
wouldn't.
It's being renovated.
They didn't use
since
let him use the bathroom. They wouldn't let him use any of the bathroom. They have like
he had to stay at the Motel
300 of them.
Yeah.
I know.
No. Obama got to stay there.
Sure, because they were buds. But
sure,
Trump thinks
pictures,
that
he
click with the Queen. What are you talking about?
He's not right in the head. We
no,
know that.
He's not.
We all know that.
He also said there were he didn't see any anti-protests against him.
I saw them. They were hilarious.
They were funny. They're all
thousands of people can't
fantastic.
Stand him. But we have to live with them. They just, this is fun for them.
Yeah.
They
have their own problems. They've got this Brexit thing, which is not for Brexit anymore. It's that could be dangerous,
right.
Economically for them. Then he goes to France, to Normandy.
Oh, that was so funny. Did you watch that interview?
Yes, I did.
All I want to say is one thing about that. One part, when he said how there's these guides that take you around.
Yeah.
And what did he say? They were, I wrote down what he said. They said, they called them guides. They told us what was happening and when. They were guiding us.
Yeah.
Like, we've never heard of that.
No, that's what guides do.
Is he
really?
Five?
I did not know that. He is a five.
It was hilarious.
Yes, he is five. That's the point. That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
Yes, he is five.
Wow.
And
scary.
And people are saying, what a great speech he gave with the French president about the memorial. He didn't give the speech. He read what was written for him.
And when he goes off
you
script,
you can tell the difference so easily.
Everything is great and interesting and great and great and great when he goes off script.
Then he gets interviewed by Laura Ingraham. In the background are all the graves. And Trump just sits there and he maligns everybody and Pelosi, saying she's nasty.
It's so inappropriate. What is he thinking? Do that later. We know that you do that, but don't do that then.
Put somebody in that house, please, that has some brains and has some maturity. And
Pelosi doesn't want him impeached anymore.
No,
she wants him in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, lock him up. Lock him up.
Well, let's one thing at a time, please. Mm-hmm. Just get rid of him first.
Well, see, she's right, though. Impeaching doesn't get rid of him.
Yeah, I know.
Because Clinton was impeached, but then he enjoyed some great popularity.
He still does.
Yeah.
Lectures.
No, it's not. Look, it's only another. We went through almost 3 years of this.
Sure.
So, and we're still here. Now we keep our fingers crossed for the last quarter.
Okay.
And then we're done.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I was waiting for some kind
I know,
of.
Please, no.
I know.
Help us.
Oh,
Jeebus.
Man. Yeah. All right.
Is that all the Trump stuff we got?
That's all I want to do. I don't want him wasting my time any more than he has for three freaking years of my life.
He's an ignorant, stupid person.
He's a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. And people might say, Ron, you don't call the president a bitch. Well, he calls us that.
And then he denies it. He calls people names like nasty about the Dutch, about the Cambridge. Yeah.
Well, he explained what he meant by nasty. Yeah. But then he goes on and he calls Pelosi nasty. That's crazy stuff. All right. Here are some interesting things here.
I'll be the judge of that.
Are you still getting robocalls on your cell phone?
No, not so much on my cell phone anymore, but definitely the landline. My landline. That's ridiculous. That's out of control.
Sounds like a seaman's term, doesn't it?
Yeah. Brady.
Right. I've been on it. See, I can't. I'm going to go to landline.
Landlubber. You're a landlubber line. Landline lubber.
The FTC, the federal, it wasn't the FTC, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission.
Not the florist people, FTD. No. The guy with the...
a little different.
What's it, Mercury? What is that guy supposed to be doing?
It is Mercury, yeah. He's delivering flowers
fast.
To everybody.
He delivers them fast. That's the point.
Oh, and they die like that lightning. Quickly, too.
You have to.
Flowers are a horrible gift.
Don't you want an edible bouquet by now? Haven't those caught on?
Actually, I've eaten some of the edible bouquet.
What do they call them? Edible gredibles? Wasn't there like a catch thing?
It's an edible bouquet, I think.
I thought there was like a thing that rhymes with it.
Edible underpants?
No, something.
Edible edibles?
I don't know.
I don't think.
Regrettable edibles? I mean, it's something that rhymes
with fruit. It's fruit. It's fruit on a stick is what it is.
It's better fruit than flowers. You can eat them.
Who wants to eat fruit that someone delivered on a stick? That goes bad just as fast as the flowers do. That doesn't solve the problem.
Who's been touching it?
I know.
What's going? Who arranged this?
Somebody have to use their hands to put it on the stick.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like shish kebab.
It is a shish kebab.
Anyway,
which I also don't eat.
Yeah, flowers die within 2-3 days. It's a horrible thing because the thing that your love person gave you and you say they're so beautiful, they're dead in 3 days.
So why don't you get a plant that you can plant outside?
A plant is the way to go.
Right, right.
Because that can last for quite some time.
Thank you.
Usually no longer than the relationship itself, but nonetheless.
So FTD, get out of here. So the FCC.
The FCC. Last Thursday voted to give wireless carriers like Verizon and, all those things, the right to block unwanted robocalls automatically for all customers.
Okay.
So you won't be getting most robocalls at all anymore in a cell phone.
Great.
I wish they do that for the landlubbers.
Right, right.
But because that's where my dinner gets interrupted. And yes, I still have a landline.
Of course.
And I still mail things.
I know, but okay. I won't say anything.
Well, it's
a habit. You've had it, why get rid of it?
It's not just that, Tori. I refuse to exchange money over something that has been deemed to be so unstable.
You refuse to embrace progress. I know that.
No. I mean, I don't mind buying things using a credit card, with a protected thing.
Okay,
but my God, pay bills with and have people go into my checking account through a computer system? No.
You sound like my boyfriend. And I can't believe that again.
I've heard him talk. He has a different voice.
Yeah. Well, his voice is deep like yours.
Yeah, it is. Maybe he is.
Men who sound like men. But anyway, he pays bills with checks. What's that about?
Well, of course I do too, dude.
I don't know.
Well, I trust the mail more than I trust. I am told every day of the week that anything can be hacked. Don't use public Wi-Fi. Don't use Wi-Fi while your pants are short. All these kind of warnings.
Use a VPN, dude. Use a VPN. And you don't even know what that is. And that's okay.
Veritable punctuation notification.
Yeah.
A private network something.
It sure is a private network.
A virtual private network. Yep. Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
I don't know what the hell I said, but
it costs money. But it's for your security.
Is it more than a postage stamp, Tori?
Is the
money more than a postage stamp?
That's one bill. Yeah. If you want to, anyway, it's worth it for some people. I don't use it. I don't need to. I don't do stuff that needs to be protected.
If you could, would you?
Yeah.
I would not.
Okay.
I would not. I don't trust it. I don't trust it.
Okay.
Do not trust. I trust less than I ever have in my whole life. When I was a baby, I trusted my parents to take care of me, to shelter me, to clothe me, to feed me, to protect me from harm.
Right.
And then when I got older and I was
There's
in
no
my
one
early
but yourself.
20s,
yeah.
I was.
You got to take on that job yourself.
Yeah, this is me and I'm taking care of it. And then when I got into my Thursdays, my 30s, I had to take care of family and people.
So it's never stopped, never ended.
Never stopped. But the more I learned, the more experience I had, the more I realized people are out to fuck me.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. More so for women than men.
What are we talking about now?
Just, you know, to...
Are we talking about the sexual act?
No, just manipulate you.
Because I use the word by mistake.
Manipulate you. Because women are, you know, the weaker sex, and they're not as smart, and they're easier to fool and troll, supposedly. It's actually quite the opposite. Women have been proven to be able to multitask much better than men. That's a fact.
What does multitask have to do with it?
Lots of things. That's a brain thing, by the way.
Do you know what the newest scam is, phone-wise? I mentioned this on a show a few days ago.
No. I mean, maybe I do. Let's see.
They're robocalls. They will call your cell phone or your house. Usually your cell phone is where this really works. And it rings once on your cell phone. And by the time you get to it, it only rang once. It purposely only rings once. Mm-hmm. You look at your phone. You look at the caller ID. Mm-hmm. You see the phone number. Mm-hmm. They use local phone numbers.
So you call it back?
So you call it back thinking, I must have, something went wrong technically. I this could be important. Maybe somebody's being abducted.
They're just fishing. Yeah.
They are fishing. If you call them back, they start getting information because you have volunteered your phone number all of a sudden.
Go on Skype and call them back. Call this number back.
Use
a computer to call them back. They won't know the number.
It's not the point.
Only a dummy's going to call a number back.
There's no reason for me to call a number back.
Did you just call me? This number just showed up.
I used to do that. Idiot, I don't do it anymore. But when I first got my first cell phone, I did that.
I blocked them right away. Yeah. They're blocked now. Yeah. I don't care. You want to call my number? You're blocked forever.
If you don't have a...
What?
I think I told you this story, but I have no memory. I got a phone call from a guy, and
that story. Yes,
yes,
you did.
I did. All right, thanks.
No, anyway, go on.
It was a local phone number, and I picked up the phone and I said, and the guy said, "Is this Mr. Vanda?" I said, "Look, I don't recognize your phone number. I don't, and I'm sick of this stuff. Ooh. And go bother somebody." Yeah, I was pissed.
Whoa,
I was pissed.
Okay.
And I started and I said, "Go bother somebody else." And he said, "You effing asshole." And I thought, whoa. He said, "I'm calling for CVS to tell you that your prescription is ready."
Yeah.
He's lying. And I felt horrible.
They have their own number.
Possibly.
I don't like it.
Well, it didn't come up caller ID. So no. So I hung up and I thought, oh my God, what if it really was CVS trying? And then I thought, no. It didn't say CVS on the thing.
You got pranked. That's called a prank call. Are they still doing those?
Probably.
That's a good one.
This is
just CVS.
Or maybe he was just a telemarketer and wanted to get back at me immediately.
Yeah, he
which
did.
Which is quick. Smart and quick on his part, too.
Jerk.
But I'm sick of playing all these phone games with all these people. It's sick.
I know.
And we didn't have this stuff when I was growing up. We had nothing when I was growing up. We didn't even have food yet.
You had rotary phones. I had those too.
Yes.
Then they had push button. It was all exciting. You don't have to go through this again. You can push buttons. Wow. That was fun.
Rotary phones were bad. The push button was nice.
I know.
The rotaries
took forever.
You actually would have a ring around the top of your finger from phone numbers that had zeros in them.
Oh, no.
That was awful.
I know. If you had numbers of zero in, I'm not going to call you.
Most people don't even know what we're talking about because they're so much younger.
I think of those older people listening.
Yeah, six or seven of them. all right, here's something else.
Okay.
And this is an older story, but it's being regenerated again because it's really starting to happen.
Oh, no, the helicopter thing? Where the lady was whizzing around?
No, it's not that
the rescue?
It's not the worst thing.
Oh, the Arizona rescue?
No.
Just leave me there.
This is about Walmart. What isn't?
Again.
Walmart wants to be Amazon so badly. It's got Amazon envy. There's no question about it.
Definitely.
Walmart employees, those that are cleared for safety reasons, will start delivering groceries straight to the customer's refrigerators. Do you remember this story?
Oh, yeah, you can open the door.
You have to purchase a specific lock system.
Right.
So that the Walmart employees can come into your home.
There's no way in the world. No way in the world. Go on.
And they will go into your kitchen, open up your refrigerator, and put your groceries away.
I am not that lazy.
Because you're busy at work. Well,
or busy. I'm not busy or lazy.
Well,
I'm right in the middle.
I agree with you. If you don't have time to go shopping for groceries, don't eat. Just don't eat.
Eat out.
But I cannot imagine a Walmart employee in my
house.
Passing
screening. I don't even want to be screened that way. You don't even get to screen me.
Maybe a Walmart person has had no horrible arrests involved, but this could
be
their first time.
Yeah, they're waiting.
This could be this is a nice setup.
Do you always hear that? They were such a quiet neighbor. We never heard a word out of them. They were peaceful and nice, and then they kill everybody. Of course, stop it.
If I saw a stranger going into my neighbor's house, well, first of all, I'd say go on.
Well, that'd be a truck that would show, wouldn't it? Walmart?
Yeah.
Don't they have a vehicle?
Anybody can get a Walmart truck.
No, yeah. Just paint it on there. W-A. Just write it.
I know.
Spray paint. I know. The same thing.
And then I can't figure out insurance-wise, wouldn't your insurance go up? Wouldn't your house insurance go up?
If they found out about it.
You're letting strangers into your house.
If they know about it. Don't tell anyone.
I guess
so. It's even more secret than when you disappear.
What if something happens? What if you come home from work at the end of the day and go, oh, good, all my groceries have been put away. There's the steak. There's the milk. Where's my laptop? How can you prove?
Yes.
How can you prove that it was there before or that
set
you
set up
didn't?
A camera in your house.
You would have to have cameras
right,
in your house.
Right, a nanny cam.
Yeah, something like that.
What if the person's hiding behind the door with a knife, though? Mm-hmm. And then you become a bad smell in the basement.
Like a Walmart employee?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the other problem.
They're probably just sending the greeters out because
there's
going to
be a movie. They're making a movie right now.
Yeah.
They're going to have this delivery service,
the Walmart killers.
They won't even call it Walmart, Amazon. Yeah. It'll do some delivery service, it'll turn people off of the whole thing.
That's true. And it'll be a series of like 8 movies, Acme 1. Acme 2. And then they'll get cute. Hack me, Acme.
They're really cute about it. Trademark this, Ron.
Yeah.
But you know what about Walmart is these greeters, they're like 1,000 years old. And that's fine. I'm not saying they shouldn't be. But you know what I've noticed in different Walmarts? They promote them to the register. And you want to talk about a cluster.
Well, you have to move up.
No.
You got to move up.
I was in Florida. They were doing it down there, too.
Really?
They put these old people. They don't know what. They just move slow. And they know what they're doing. They have to keep going to get the manager. And they have canes.
Yeah.
And it takes them forever. It's almost comical.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be mad. Mm. Because I'm not in a hurry, usually. But I just like go, wow, what is going on right now? What's going on? Come on, little of this and that.
It's awful. Whatever.
Just stick with the greeting. The greeting's fine. You get paid the same, probably, right?
Well, they have what the greeters are doing now is they're stacking up the carts once they come into the building. They actually give you a card as you're coming in, which is a greeting. That's nice. Like, welcome to Walmart.
No, they never give me
a card.
One.
They do that in the city that I live in.
Oh, fancy.
But then all they got to do is turn to the right and there's the exit door. And what they're doing now is they're pulling a Costco on people where they say, may I see your receipt? They're making sure that you paid for everything.
Yeah, I've noticed the receipt thing. Not every time I get it, sometimes I get it.
Well, if you look questionable, it's like airport security. If you look questionable, they're gonna check you out, man.
Screw them. Keep taking my time looking through my cart. Get out of here.
Yeah, really.
But what are your cameras? What are your security cameras for?
What do you think you are?
If you don't catch me in the act, no body, no crime. It's too late now. I'm out the door.
Body, no crime. T-shirt again.
Walk right through the door.
All right. Here's something that's scary, and we started to talk about this before the show in the pre-production meeting.
Mm-hmm. I was at that meeting, right?
Actually, you sent somebody, and I thought that was odd.
There was a noise, and we had to. Yeah, right. We had to solve that.
Here's the way this story starts. Every day, we are ingesting tiny, often microscopic pieces of plastic. Microplastics, they're called, with our food, our beverages, and the very air that we breathe.
It's definitely rice. They've already done the rice thing.
Yes.
They want it to look more fuller. I feel sick right now.
Americans eat, drink, and breathe between 74,000 and 121,000 microplastic particles each year.
That's why I'm probably not feeling good.
Depending on their age and sex. If you're old enough or you have enough sex.
Oh, my God.
This is news research here. Those who exclusively drink bottled water rather than tap water can add up to 90,000 plastic particles to their estimated annual total.
Wait, bottled water?
Bottled water, according to the study published Wednesday in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology.
I don't like this at all.
Apparently, the plastics can peel off and get into whatever you're having it in. But even worse than that, as bad as that is, I have to. This is a responsibility that I have to the public.
Okay.
All the plastics is in the oceans. That's where they end up.
Yeah.
They break down in the ocean as best they can.
Uh-huh.
They're eaten by the fish because they get into the fish's system. Other fish eat that fish.
Sure.
We eat fish.
Oh, I get it.
So, in other words,
domino.
Since we started, I don't play dominoes. I want to do this instead. There comes a point where we have introduced plastic so much into our lifestyles, and we throw out so much plastic that eventually, it's going to come right back at us in the foods that we eat and the air that we breathe.
Absolutely.
And I tell you, we've talked about this before, Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that this cell phone thing, which we all have, and we all have one, some people have two.
Smartphone. Correct.
That will cause some type of a condition, not psychological necessarily, but a physical condition, because we're putting the receivers into our faces.
Well, minimal for me. I keep it away from me. I don't keep it on my person.
Yeah, so you're a girl. Did you know this?
Well, we've talked about this. Women keep phones on their bodies. I don't do that. Yes, and I'm fine with that.
At first they did in the bra because they wanted to have it close to them.
Yeah.
Then they don't do that anymore because it's ruining the cleavage.
Right.
So you've got handbags and pocketbooks and things.
Yeah, but that's...
That's okay. You've got backpacks. That's
right,
fine.
Right.
Guys
don't do that.
They got them right next to the balls.
I see holsters too.
Yes. They are wearing them near their groin and testicles and penile delecti.
That's their problem. I can't be worrying about everybody.
It is their problem indeed.
You listening up, boyfriend?
And I am telling you that...
This phone's the size of a freaking tablet. He's got a big case on it, and it's just... I'm like, what are you carrying around, a laptop on your waist?
I can't believe that the towers are sending signals, update signals continually, and that to these little devices that we wear on our crotch, and that is absolutely no harm whatsoever.
Little force field.
Yes, no harm whatsoever. Couldn't possibly hurt you.
Right.
That's a bunch of bull.
Well, by the time it hurts you, you're going to die anyway.
Well, there's no question.
You're probably old. But this
unless you're a millennial, then this could be cut short.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, it's no one's talking about it. Nobody will, because the cell phone companies are probably just, they're owned by the biggest companies in the world. They're owned by Samsung and Apple.
I mean, these are
some of the conglomerates.
They wouldn't
dare.
No.
Can you imagine if a report came out and said, you will get cancer from cell phones?
Yeah, but people still wouldn't stop, I bet. They're that
addicted.
Right.
You're right. But
it's that convenient.
It would make a bit of dent in the sales, though.
Perhaps, sure. Perhaps, yeah.
A tiny bit of a
dent. Smoke signals would have to be relearned.
Yes.
But
this is just, is an example of how our lifestyles are getting screwed up here because of...
Progress is killing us.
It is.
Faster.
It is. Both psychologically, that's certainly a fact.
Right.
And physically.
Good stuff. Good times.
This is a good time today.
But I have a worse time. Did you hear about is it Fairfield? That whole controversy going on right now? They're with Coca-Cola, but it's like a dairy farm or some kind of where they have calves, and they were abusing these calves in this video. I didn't watch it because I will not watch it.
What were they doing to the calves?
I can't even probably describe it. It's horrible. It's all over the internet as of last week.
Why are they doing that?
Because there's something wrong with these people, and they had to pay a fine. But people are stopping to buy Coca-Cola products now because of their associate. And all they did was kind of give them a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
But they won't disassociate with them anymore. Fairfield, I think, is their name.
I'll have to check that.
Oh my gosh, it's really a horrible, horrible thing to abuse animals like that. Little calves. Torturing them.
For what purpose?
And they had an undercover guy that went in to get the video.
I don't understand. For kicks. For kicks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I mean. They had the undercover video going.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's no excuse for that. They said they took the male ones away for veal. Maybe that's wrong, but that's something else. To abuse a calf?
It is something else.
I don't like it, and I will not watch the video because I've already heard it's so disturbing.
Yeah.
And I've watched beheadings and not been as disturbed as I will of an animal being abused.
I understand. That's awful.
So, yeah. Okay. So, that's a thing. So, Fairfield, look it up.
Did you ever see the videos of the chicken coops?
Yeah, I don't want to watch that either.
It's
awful. It's horrible.
Piled on top of each other.
Yeah, it's pigs, everything. It's just, to me, it's sickening.
It's sickening. If you go back to local farms and things like that, they tend to treat the animals quite differently.
Sure, free range.
But manufacturing for everybody on the planet and for the whole country, they do
this
mass
stuff. That's why I'm not totally against GMOs. Because if that's going to be genetically modified or whatever it is stuff, great. Mm-hmm. It's growing food. Whatever. Grow the food. Don't hurt real animals.
Yeah.
I'll eat GMOs. I'm not, you know what? Are we going to live forever, Ron? Are we going to live forever? No.
No, but I'd like to have it go on for a healthy extended period of time.
Quality of life. That's overrated.
I don't...
You know what I mean. It's just get some GMOs in you.
You know, we
I don't want the plastic, but you know what?
There are certain people in this country that are really talking about the abortion rights and all this kind of thing and the right to life.
Sure.
And yet... what we do to ourselves.
Right, once you're born, they don't care about you. They just want to get you here. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Then they don't care. Get rid of you.
Let's abuse you. Let's abuse animals as long as you're born.
And you know what? And the worst is children that are being abused. Yeah, that is beyond.
I know.
I mean, that's, I'm going to push you off a cliff. You need to go right off the cliff.
Well, the right to life should go beyond birth.
Exactly. If that's their big agenda, then keep it going, man.
I know.
Here's cradle another to thing. Grave.
Eat corn. I like corn.
Corn's in everything.
I like corn. Yeah, I know.
What? Corn? When did I eat corn?
Here's what I found out. There's a chemical that's been on the market for decades called Roundup.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that weed killer?
Yes. Uh-oh. Apparently, it's used also as an insecticide type of thing.
Oh, no.
And, they spray the corn or around the corn with Roundup, which is...
DDT?
I don't know if it's still on the market Roundup anymore because that's been proven to cause cancer.
Oh, no.
They spray the corn, man.
Oh, man.
And now we've got corn in almost every product that we ingest.
I think it's in jelly beans. It's in everything.
And this is what I'm talking about. I mean, we don't even know what's being done to us. We are ingesting things. We have no freaking idea.
Grow
what
your
it
own
is.
Food, man. Go off the grid. That's what smart people are doing.
Then you grow
no
your
internet.
Own. Yeah, I know.
No, I just, you know what?
I know.
But it sounds boring. That's the only thing about why I can think off the grid is like really just going back to nature. And you can only take so much of that.
I'm just wondering if we're worse off now than we were before. And I think we may be.
Well, in some ways, but we don't have diphtheria so much. We don't have polio so much.
Right.
I mean, we've gotten advanced in science and diseases, haven't we?
Yeah, in
that
sense.
I don't want to go back.
But we've replaced it probably with thousands of other ones.
Well.
I don't know. Let's talk about something somewhat serious at this time.
Yeah. Enough of the comedy.
Enough of this fun, digesting chemical stuff.
Right.
Okay.
What do you got over there?
What do you got there?
I got something real quick.
All right.
But don't play the song.
All right.
Because it'll stay in your brain.
No, I'm not.
It's called...
Baby Shark?
No. Good one, though.
Right. Because you cannot get rid of that.
I'm surprised you've heard of that. That's good, Ron.
Who hasn't?
You're so hip.
It's in my corn.
Is it? I thought so. I saw some. Listen.
Baby corn.
Never ending story.
What about it?
That movie?
Oh.
That theme song?
Oh.
My daughter got mad at me last month when I was... I played this. I started singing it after, and she says, "Mom, please don't do that. It gets in my brain," and it does.
You know
the song, right?
Yeah, I do. Oh. I do. But I got to tell you, this is a great reason for people not to have children. No, I mean it.
Why?
Because
won't play the song.
The songs will eat away in your head.
Oh,
if you don't have
children,
you pretty much can get off without hearing that song much.
Maybe.
So
that's a.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Wolfgang Peterson, dude, go away. No. Did he die?
I don't know.
Did he eat some bad corn? Just go die.
Shazam them. I have no idea. You don't Google those people. You
Shazam
them.
Right? I use SoundHound also.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that one better.
SoundHound's good.
It's good. Good stuff.
Only two of them.
That's all I got.
Scott Peterson.
He's my boss.
That's such a common name. Is it really? It's a very common name for bad people and good people.
Oh, he's a good person.
Wasn't Scott Peterson the guy that murdered his wife in California or something? And he was
probably.
There's another one
here. The pregnant wife?
Yeah. This Scott Peterson kind of did murder people, and I say in a somewhat joking way. He's called the Coward of Broward.
There's a Kenny Rogers song, right?
Oh, it could be.
Yeah, I've heard
that song.
You'll
never get out of your head.
From the 70s or 80s.
This goes back to the Parkland shootings in the school. And this was the guy, he used to be deputy sheriff.
Mm.
And
Either deputy or the sheriff. Which one?
Right, both.
No way.
He was deputy sheriff. He was deputy sheriff.
Wow, he did both jobs.
He got older. Yeah, he got older and he got a job as the school protector there, the security school
rent-a-cop.
Yeah,
right.
Rent-a-cop at the Parkland. And as you know, at that place in Broward, six kids lost their lives and dozens or other were shot.
Sure, yeah.
Apparently, he was the only guy with a gun on the premises. And that
the good
was his
guy
job.
With the gun.
That was his job.
Right.
The shooting began for 45 minutes into the shooting. He didn't go into the school at all to try to stop it.
Oh, that's right.
When the cops actually showed up, he turned to the officers and said, you shouldn't go in there right now. It's really, really dangerous. He did everything he could, pretty much.
Right.
Because I guess he was scared or something.
I would be.
But he was trying to even show to them, that's why I'm not going in there. You shouldn't go in there either.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's being, he's actually been arrested.
Uh-oh.
And they're charging him with stuff that's never been charged before.
What?
Like child endangerment.
Why?
Because
he's a coward?
Because he didn't go in to protect the kids.
Oh, no.
So now they're saying, well, man, if you start doing that, you're going to be arresting every cop who doesn't stop an incident or gets there too late or didn't do what you
thought. Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
And they said, no, that's different because that's a public a safety thing. This guy was hired specifically to protect the children. That was part of his job description.
Mm.
So it's very interesting.
He's on the hot seat.
Well, he's in the he's definitely not loved by all.
No, if he had a gun and he was hiding, what's going on?
Well, he had a gun and he stayed outside for 45 minutes.
Yeah. How does a shooting even go on that long? That's a long time.
It is a long time.
That's a long time.
I think the 45 minutes exceeded the fact that I don't know when the cops actually went in, but at that point, this guy didn't even go in.
Yeah,
he stayed outside behind a pillar.
I wouldn't take that job because I already know it's dangerous. Why would you take that job if that, you know, if you take the job, do the job, man. Come on.
You know, that's the argument. You were hired specifically, privately to do that, and you didn't do it. So, certainly he's fired.
Well, he didn't want to get fired, though.
Yeah, no, fired at.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, let me correct myself. The gunman killed 17 students, not three or six. 17 students killed them. There were teachers and staff members and wounded 17 others.
Horrible.
So, and this guy is, they're saying he's responsible for many of those deaths because he had a gun and he could have done something. Now, the guy inside had an automatic weapon.
Right.
And they knew that because they could hear the bullets were being... You know,
was he wearing body armor, the shooter?
Probably not. Oh, I don't know. They didn't know that at the time.
Because remember, I've talked about this. There should be they should track who's buying body armor, not just weapons, mm-hmm. because that's a red flag right there. My dad used to say that. He said there should be a tracker on body armor. Because what is that person
good
buying
point.
That for?
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Good point.
Rest in peace,
that's
Dad.
A very good point. Yeah, an excellent point, actually.
Yeah.
He was arrested. He was out on $39,000 bond, and now he's being charged with all these things. And it's just a very interesting case.
Right.
It's going
It'll
to
set
be,
precedence.
It will set a precedence for the president.
Yeah, he's a dingus.
That's a different one.
Yeah, he has nothing. He'll never learn.
That guy wouldn't run in. And, you know, through the whole D-Day ceremony last week.
His Bone's birthday.
Yes.
Did that come up a couple times?
I kept picturing him giving all these kudos to these brave men who put their lives on the line for freedom. And the guy who's saying this in a written speech and just saying it, obviously.
Yeah.
But the guy saying this was like on purpose did the Bone Spur thing.
And did you see the interview with Piers Morgan?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, so why didn't he gradually approach the subject of it? And so, you know, so you didn't go because you had bone spurs. Yeah. And he said, because, the war, he goes, I didn't really agree with that war.
Yeah.
And it was really far away.
Yeah.
It was really,
far away. Yeah,
are you kidding me? He's five.
Yeah.
He's 5 years old.
He's five.
Do you know what? Unbelievable.
There's no question about it. And here's the funny thing.
Veterans
he,
like
he
him.
He does right. horrible things. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know why they should.
Yeah, exactly.
He does horrible things, horrible, strange, ridiculous things every day of his life. And then the one time he does something that's somewhat normal,
right.
he gets applauded for it. He has lowered the bar so deep into hell.
We're so happy when he doesn't do something bad.
Yes.
He just finally does something regular. That's applauding?
Yeah. And
but he never does anything wonderful.
And yet we accept this oh my God, he's turning a corner.
Yeah.
I mean, please, come on, man.
He's turning a
this
corner.
This is part of this medicine man kind of stuff that he puts out. And it works on you stupid people. Some of you stupid people,
I know.
Not
we,
all
we,
of
we
you.
Tra- we circled back to him.
You have to circle back to him. You have to circle your wagons against a guy like this.
Right.
Well, it's good to see you again.
Thank you. We took a week off because I did went to Wellesley and I did hear Anita Hill speak, by the way. You can watch that online if you like. She's not an engaging speaker, I would like to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's not supposed to be.
She was too far away from the microphone,
yeah,
and you couldn't hear her that well. Well, maybe you can when you watch the tape, but when you're there,
that wasn't her
she's over
her calling.
Here.
I know.
She's over, but you know, and she wasn't like really like the student speaker from Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Could have listened to her talk all day.
Mm-hmm. But not Anita Hill.
Not Anita Hill.
Not Anita Hill. No.
No. All right. Not so much.
Too
oh,
bad.
Well, you know, it was. I mean, she had some good points,
she's
but
a
I just not engaging.
Her profession was not as
it's
a
not
speaker.
Speaking.
No. It
That's
was
too bad.
Being in a situation that was her professional
she
thing.
Hired a speaker to speak for her.
Such as Trump does.
Mm, oh,
he just he just reads off the teleprompter.
Oh, sure.
You can always tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Tori, this has been fun.
I guess.
Is that my feeling
to a point.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Do you have your calendar with you?
I do.
Can you mark down next Monday? We can do this again with some different subject matters.
Why not?
Okay.
It'll be in June again. Still, you know, a wonderful summertime.
Yeah. Experience. Summertime thing. Pencil me in.
Okay.
When you say to somebody, pencil me in, does
you
that
know what that
mean,
means, right?
I'm not sure. Does
I'll
it
tell you.
Does it mean that's for sure? It's a done deal, or does that mean it's pencil? It could be erased.
Exactly.
We don't know.
The second part.
Okay.
Pencil me in means perhaps.
All right. I was not sure about that.
Absolutely. That's what it means.
Okay. All right.
I think it started in L.A.
Yeah.
Something like that as a joke. Like let's do lunch.
Yeah,
pencil
like
me
my
in.
My people.
Right.
Your people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the people have lunch, but not the two ones that intended
perhaps.
To.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I have to ask my people if I
enjoyed
lunch.
I don't want to go to L.A. Yeah. It sounds. It's,
oh, no.
I've been
no,
there
no,
once
no.
and it was crazy.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. It's a scary place. It's very superficial.
I'm just waiting for it to fall off the earth. That's pretty much, or get separated.
Yeah.
You know,
the people there are different.
It'll make it a destination place.
Right.
All right. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.